Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Chat with them, say hi, hello, how are you, won't you tell me your name?
Hello, everybody.
Let me call in, it might be fixed.
Stand by, we're having a little technical something here.
Yeah, her phone, the thing came unplugged, you gotta be careful with that. But that might have resolved it, let us see.
Well, I will tell you, Jim, you make one heck of a good cup of coffee.
Do I know? We're on. Speak again, Deb.
Hello.
We're good.
Okay, we're ready to roll.
Yep.
Going back to...
Yes, welcome. We'll just push... They heard the music. Blog talkers heard the music. So did everybody. Everybody heard the music. They just didn't hear our voices.
All right, well, here we go.
For the applause.
Okay, I want to remind everyone, especially if you're new, you wouldn't know this, but we're doing readings using ordinary playing cards. Yeah. This is the method that my grandmother taught me. And as much as others out there who do give, say, psychic/intuitive readings, I don't consider it a gift. I think we all have the skill, the ability to perceive the future. And in this case, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards as the focal point for that perception. And frankly, I've never met anybody I can't teach as long as they want to truly learn, because you have to open yourself up to this method. You have to trust a lot of the insights that you will gradually learn to perceive. So I'm not going to tell you it comes overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day, right?
That's what they say.
Well, they didn't build it in a day.
I know. I mean, you can't really build anything in a day, but yeah.
And I wanted to say to you that it took me 4 months. And by then I felt very confident in myself. And it'll enable you to be the hit of every party you ever go to. Anywhere you go, really, if at work, they will beg for you during your lunch hour, oh, please, please. You know, and there comes a point where you might have to say, now, time out. I would like to sit and eat my lunch. So I wanted to remind you again, ordinary playing cards. The distinction is that this is not tarot and this is not oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there, and it's important to bear that in mind, okay? Because I don't think it's good to confuse the two. So bear that in mind. Also, for each caller, I will be using a full 24-card layout, which is the standard layout I use with my regular clients. And it will be what I use here on the show. And bear in mind, I only need a moment or two to get them laid out, all right? But folks, these are only samples, okay? If you want to have an actual session with me, you can book one on my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight on various platforms, if you are international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Anytime somebody rolls in, we'll give them the shout out. And we'll start out with the folks that are already here. We got we have a Michelle that is in the UK. Terry Sue's in the UK. And I think that's, I got everybody covered right
for
now. For right now. We have a bunch of our domestic folks, because we are domestic too, that are in our same continental United States. And typically we will give a little kudos to like our two faraway neighbors in Hawaii and Alaska, because they're just a long damn ways away.
Well, and out to Michelle Harris, if we don't, or others too, if we don't get enough callers or there's a lull.
I was going to get into that.
Go ahead. You do it.
Yeah, we're going to address all that stuff there, Deb. Deborah doesn't stay in her lane. She doesn't like to take any ADD medicine. She doesn't want to get any ADD therapy. She just wants to jump all over the place, move furniture around every 2.5 months and stuff like that. So, all right, let's get that number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, folks, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's a true statement. If you don't hear anything, that's a problem. Now, some of you folks experienced silence after the show started. We had a hardware problem, and something came unplugged, and we had to restart some sound software. That was all. So there was a lot of silence for a few minutes. And if you wait, give it a shot to wait. Maybe we'll straighten it out. And if nothing else, just hang up and call back, because I'm keeping track of the names and I don't know your names, but I have your area codes and I keep a little list. So you won't lose your place in line if you have to hang up and call back. I understand. Facebookers, if we get a lull in the calls, there's a gap, a break, we will turn to you folks. Yes, we will indeed, but you have to wait till we announce it. We can't promise when's, where's, and any of that stuff there. We understand that that you folks, obviously, a lot of you that want to get Facebook readings because you are on another continent and you aren't filthy rich. Understood. But we got to work you in when we can work you in. There's no promises can be made and stuff like that. Typically, in the middle of the week, we have a show dedicated to alternating. So Facebook people are guaranteed to get. So that one, you can get one for sure. And like Deb said before, if you really, 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 really want a reading, psychiclovedoctor.com, you can always arrange anytime you want to arrange for a free reading.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, I know some very busy people. I'm serious. They will not make a move until they get a reading. They won't go out with this woman or that guy until they get a reading. And they will even contact me when they're at work saying, hey, are you available today during lunch? Not today. How about tomorrow? You know, they are very urgent because the cards have proved themselves in terms of validity to them. And I'm going to tell you, they blow my mind. Don't even ask me how this really works. I think the cards are keys that open your intuitive mind, okay? But if you wanted to say, well, get down to the nuts and bolts there, Deborah, and tell it, I don't know, but it does. And I don't think I'm any more special than anybody else. So, as I said, I've yet to find somebody I can't teach. Jim used to do, well, I call them booty call readings.
I don't know about that.
On V-Zones, if any of you are familiar with that website. It was huge, and it's back in its heyday. And it was like little avatars walking around a town. And I mean, it was really quite imaginative.
Yeah, it was a thing for its day. This is yours.
Well, excuse me.
Well, I mean, we're crossing our little things.
Well, I wouldn't want to share my cooties with you anyway.
Well, you really, nobody on this planet should be sharing tissues used for wiping one's nose. I don't care if you were frickin' what you're doing in this world together. That's not a thing.
A lot of times I tell people you're going to learn a new language. But I think what it is, even more than that, is a light comes up in your eyes where you simply know that you know that you know. I'm serious. Okay, so I'm going to turn it. Did you finish?
No. You keep stealing the frickin' ship.
Well, what is the show called there, Jimbo? It's called the psychic love.
Then I could just go watch football and drink beer or something. Well, I guess there ain't no football on, but I could put a basketball or a hockey game on. Now, anyway, talked about the face, but regardless, well, first of all, international shout-outs. We got two of them for up in the Great White North, our neighbors. We have Joanne, right? Isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
And Laura, both of them from Canada. All right. Also, tonight, when you hear that rebel yell, that means you're reading. First thing it means a couple things. One, first thing it means is that your free reading is coming to a conclusion. So please let it go. Please let it end nicely. Like Deb said, we've both said it. If you want some kind of big block of time, that's what arranging for a reading on the Psychic Love Doctor show is for. This is free readings. We want to give you, a decent amount of time, but there's a certain point where it's ending. You ask your question, we get through it, it's ending. You can't fire 6-7 more questions off. That's not what the show is for.
Well, and it is a bit like crack, like dealing crack, because people get a taste and they're like, I want more. Give me more. And to tell you the truth, I get so lost in it that if Jim didn't have that little harp sound, I'd probably just stay on one person for the entire night.
Except tonight it's not a harp. Tonight it's the rebel
yell. Oh, the rebel yell.
So
yes.
Part two,
all right,
of what that means, before we move on to another person, we're going to give you a single card from the rebel deck. Rebel decks are Friday only, all right? So they're not harpsy and lovey and special, and you are such a special little angel, messages like that. They're just matter of fact. If I was to design a deck, it would be very similar to the Rebel deck.
Yeah.
So, don't sugarcoat the message.
All snarky.
You don't need to sugarcoat the message. What are you going to, I know. You always put the poison in the Kool-Aid so it tastes better. But there's no poison. You're not delivering poison here. It's still a good message. It's just not delivered with the sweetness is all. The message is still positive. All right? All right. Also,
yeah.
Today is National Peanut Brittle Day.
Not butter?
I think it was peanut brittle, isn't it?
I thought it was butter. You'll have to check your thing.
I mean, don't they call it peanut brittle even if it has peanut butter in it?
Well,
I don't
brittle
know.
Is different than butter. I mean, it's all in the same.
Either way, it's brittle. Whether it's peanut brittle, peanut butter brittle, or goat vomit brittle, it's still brittle.
It is.
Yes.
But peanut brittle is the stuff that will break your teeth if you're not careful.
Well,
I love it, too.
Peanut brittle.
It is peanut brittle day.
It still could be made with peanut butter.
It is made with peanut butter.
Okay.
Isn't it?
I don't
peanut
know.
Peanut butter and peanuts?
Well, definitely peanuts and different. I think it's multi-nut. Multi-nut. I think it's not just peanuts. Oh, it's probably, everybody probably has their own recipe. I don't know. I never, it's not my thing anyway. I mean, they're okay once in a while. I'll take a bite or two. It's also National Fun at Work Day. Yeah, everybody does that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And, of course, Dental Drill Appreciation Day. Yeah, appreciate them guys drilling into your teeth.
And you know what?
Cha-ching. You can see the dollar signs rolling when they do it.
I've had that happen in a root canal. Never have had a filling, so I don't know. If a root canal is worse than a filling. So are you finished?
I am finished. I'm just checking this to make sure no other international folk have come in. Nope.
Because I need to ask all of you.
Okay.
How do you feel about the news of the Trump verdict? That woman is getting, what was it, $83 million. Millions and millions of dollars. It's probably a drop in the bucket for the man, but hey, he did.
People get sued every day. It's like, I don't even give a shit anymore.
But the case I can't wait for is, what's his name?
Yeah, but nobody's going to really care.
I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name would be Vince.
Vince McMahon. The wrestling.
The WWE. Yeah. He basically owns a CEO of the company. He used to be. He might have. He had some other issues. I don't know if he's complete control of it. But anyway, him and his wife.
And I wonder what she's thinking right now. Some woman named Grant filed a lawsuit against him. And there's another guy whose name is a wrestler with something like Ace.
I don't know.
Blank Ace. But anyway.
There's a billion of those guys.
I think this woman, I don't know, because I don't know if I could humiliate myself the way she is in that lawsuit. She is talking about, this is so nasty. Have any of you read this?
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. Yes, more of our UK folks are coming in. Come on in.
She said, Vince, what would I call that? Pooped on her. Well, she and the other guy were doing a threesome. He pooped on her and wouldn't let her get up and go clean herself. He made her continue with the other guy while he went and took a shower. Isn't that lovely? Ugh. And to me, that is like ultimate humiliation. So I was thinking, she's probably telling the truth.
Who knows, man? You know what? People can make up some serious... There's embellishing going on. Obviously, there's...
Well, he already...
There's embellishing going on.
He promised her $3 million. It paid her $1 million. So why couldn't she have just gone for the $2 million that he promised her?
Because she probably talked to some lawyers, and they said, oh, there's much more to be had. Because lawyers want you to get more because they get more. They're not dumb. They're taking half. I'm sure they're scooping half of that.
Okay. Well, that's
but you know what? Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
there's money to be had in the civil court world. There is indeed.
I'm happy that the lady who sued Trump won, because I really worried he had a team of lawyers that were going to bury her. So, well, Suzanne, it's turning out wrestling is just as corrupt as everything else. And what are they called? The NFL, National Felons Week?
They're not as bad as a lot of the other sports.
Yeah.
And you know what? Of all the sports out there, the NFL roster's got the biggest, has the most amount of people on a single team. So you're going to have, and they're athletes, and they're going to have, they're young, they get 18 years old, get millions of dollars thrown at them, they're going to get in trouble. It's going to happen.
And they're young.
I mean, you got like 40-some guys on an NFL roster, not counting the practice squads. So it's just sheer attrition. You take a big pool of people, and there's a certain amount of people are going to have diseases. A certain amount of people are going to commit crime. That's just life. That's just what it is. NBA rosters is tiny. And NHL roster is pretty small, too. You got 20-some guys maybe on the team total. I mean, but NFL, 40-some guys. There's going to be some bad apples. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I guess there is.
It's not a big deal. And they've cracked down. For a while there, it was really getting bad. All of these leagues have conduct policies now. If you step out of line, they just kick your ass out. They suspend you for a while, and you do not get paid when you're suspended. So.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it?
Oh, that's big bucks, too.
Yeah.
All right. We've dragged our feet enough where we got wore all the shoe polish off. Now let's get the show on the road.
We're going to.
Right now we're going to area code all ones, which is a Skype call, so we don't know where you are. First caller.
Hello.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
It is sweet Melissa.
How are you?
Good. I have a question for you. Have you ever talked to him? Ever met him? I'm getting a sense that maybe I have.
What are you exactly asking me? If I have ever spoken?
Yeah, the guy, the man, has he ever called you like for a reading or nothing like that?
Honey, if he did, I can't tell you. That would breach confidence.
Well, if he called online, there's no confidentiality.
No,
if he called on a live show.
Yeah, okay.
And
so
we hardly get any guys on the show.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you would listen if you were here, you would hear them, or you can listen to all the shows get posted on.
I don't know what they're afraid of, but
yeah, all the shows get posted on Blog Talk and Facebook. Yeah, it's kind of iffy on the archive and how they archive it, but Blog Talk definitely has them. Yes.
Years ago, I used to get calls from boyfriends and husbands that would demand to know, what did my woman say and what did you say to her? And I would simply tell them, you're going to have to get that from her.
I can honestly say from my memory bank, unless he totally didn't talk about anything relevant, sure as hell hasn't called in on any of our live shows.
No, he may listen in. We have people that never.
Oh yeah.
That never identify themselves.
On Blog Talk, we don't even know how many people are listening until after the fact. They just throw a number. This many people listened. We don't know any statistics on where they were. They'll tell you, oh, they listened on Blog Talk, or they listened on Apple Tunes, or listened on these different platforms, just for your own marketing statistics. But they don't give you details. They don't. I don't think they have them anyway. So, all right. Anyway, so all right, Miss.
Yes. Thank you.
Come on down.
Thank you, Love Doctor.
What
do you got? and I'm sorry, whispering. That I hope it didn't sound rude. Because it's true what you're saying, and I do respect confidentiality. I know y'all. I know y'all very, very, very good on that. And thank you for clearing so that people can also then
sure.
That y'all respect. So that's beautiful, Miss Love Doctor. So can you just give me a follow up on him? I'm not dying for him. You know, I've got so many things going on in my life. Just
good.
A great friend that I really need his advice, because he was right on everything. And I apologize to him. I got sick. I didn't eat for almost half a year very well. I did fast. I don't recommend fasting for so long. It just went through so much. And it did hurt the friendship, and I wasn't like thinking, oh, he's gonna be my husband. I just let the universe take care of that. I never thought of that, but it was interest of friendship, because I value him, and he just got so intense, and I respect that, and I appreciate it, and I feel bad. Can you please, ma'am, thank Love Doctor and Love Doctors, both of y'all the best of life, and I love talking to y'all, and always be here for us. Thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. And you sound like you're a little under the weather.
Are you fighting a little cold?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes. My voice.
Yeah, we can
yeah.
tell a little bit. Well, that's. I figured it was either you had a cold or you were crying, but I'm glad that it's just a cold.
Yeah, I got stuck so quick.
That's time of year.
But I'm okay.
That's good. Well, you're calling here and you're still giggling and laughing, so that's a positive thing. So that's good. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to lay out your cards on that.
So you just want to get the big picture on all that now? Is that what's going on here?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
Love Doctor.
Good.
That's always
yes,
good.
Yes.
That's
Thank
always
you.
Good to do that anyway. I mean.
She's so good.
We're so good. You're so good.
Yes.
A million songs about so good. Yeah. Yep.
You're no good. I like that.
Yep. And then there's Why'd You Have to Be So Good? The Spy Who Loved Me. Yep. All right.
Laying them down.
International shout out to Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia.
Yes.
Yay, Rachel.
Hello there, girl.
And I think it's Australia Day today, too, I believe.
I thought it was, too.
I don't know if that's international or us because we like them, or it's their day and we're recognizing it. I don't know shit. But I know that I saw that it's Australia Day. And you know what? Damn well, everybody should have a day.
Melissa, he can't right now. And I've been telling you this. And the cards are supporting it very strongly that right now he can't make a move. This woman's got, how do you want to put it? His business. She's got his business, not business, body business, basically like tied up in a knot. He can't make a move. And this woman is tailing him like crazy. So, frankly, I think you've got to just sit tight and wouldn't hurt, maybe, honey. Be honest with yourself. I've been reading cards for you during the shows for a very long time, and I've always felt that you're very much in love with him. And you can call it friendship if you like, but what the two of you have goes far beyond friendship. Just so you're aware, is trying to protect you. That woman would come and scratch your eyes out if she had the chance. What happened to you?
Don't worry, you're gonna hear some volume. I didn't even do anything. Facebook blows goats.
So it's okay to be honest with yourself, and you can tell us it's just friendship. But I have a feeling we all kind of, catch your drift on that. And what you've got to do is you've got to, just not make a move toward him. I really think that she is going through his phone. She, you know, and some of these women become literally obsessed. So it seems to me that she caught wind of you and the relationship. But if you give this time, I do feel he is going to pop up with a call or a text message to you when he possibly can. Now, there's a flip side to all of this, people. When you look at a situation like this, what does it say, possibly, about his character? That he keeps her, you know, off to the side. Yes, there's a lot of protection involved. But is he capable of honesty in, say, a future relationship? And I think that's something to always pay attention to, especially if, we'll say, you've been sold a bill of goods by a man or a woman who says, well, yeah, I'm going through a divorce, or I'm a widow. You know what I'm saying?
International shout out to Cho in the UK.
Cho, hello. I'm saying that they will present themselves as they want you to see them.
Yeah, well, I always think it's interesting, and this is in general, and it happens a lot. Oh, this guy, he's getting out of a relationship. We're having a lovely romance, but he's not telling her about it, so he's lying to her. Even if he does get out of it eventually and come to you, who's not to say he's going to start lying to you about something similar?
And I do believe that every human being is capable of change. It doesn't mean they will.
And they're all capable of lying, all of us.
Yeah, well, what did Dr. House say?
Everybody lies.
Everybody lies.
It just depends on how you do it and who you do it to and how if you hurt them or not. If you lie because you bought them a present and you don't want them to look in a certain place, that's fine. Those are good lies.
And it just seems that the cards have been moving in the direction of realizing that somebody that really wants you is going to be there for you. They will, you know, we women do this. We'll walk through, you know, hell or high water for the man that we love. And a lot of men will do it back. But I think this one's trying to hang on to material possessions and not lose a business he's worked very hard to build. But hey, isn't that what the courts are for? Just saying.
You're just kicking the can down the road, too, a lot of times.
Could you look forward, please? You said that he was breaking away. This is just a business. She would not win me with the law here. I will put her ass in jail. I'm not afraid of her. She's just talking crap. I know how to get to that. I know.
She's got nothing on
you.
No, it's all about him. But the women always go after the women. I don't know.
It's true.
Isn't that crazy how we do that?
Because you don't want to hurt the guy, because that's what you're trying to keep.
Yeah.
I guess if you were done with the guy, then you'd light him on fire or something if you were done with him. But if you're not, then you're going to go after the chick. It's like that pathetic Carly Simon song. Where she's like,
no,
the one where she's basically telling the guy, tell her.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah, tell her.
Catherine's here. She knows that.
Tell her you don't love her. Yeah, that Catherine, Basically, she's begging this guy to quit screwing around.
Tell her you were fooling.
You don't have to go find a chick to bang to prove that you're beautiful, because I have loving eyes, which means, he is ugly. If you say, I have loving eyes, that means, you're nothing good to look at, but my eyes are loving, so I accept you.
Well, that's wrong. It's funny you think of that.
Oh, because it's something like, it's all about, because this is a cheating world we live in. Cheat, cheat, cheat.
Oh,
but anyway, okay.
Oh, I'm
back.
So sorry. Melissa, I hope this helps. Jim's got a card for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And just don't. The best move is no move right now.
Sometimes that is a great move to make, is not to make one.
Yes.
They always say that. And like they said, what is that? Well, so basically, even if you decide not to choose something, that is a choice. But anyway, here we go. Your rebel card reading says, you got a feeling you just can't shake. That little voice inside you, listen to that shit. So, basically, Rebel Card says, trust some of the instincts you have sometimes that you maybe don't like what they're saying because it's not positive news. But we got to trust our gut sometimes. We have to. Well, we hope you get better. We hope you heal. It is the flu season. It has been for a while. And we're probably just halfway through it. So we hope you heal and get better and rest up.
Just say no to COVID.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, if we only had a choice.
Yeah.
All right, thank sweet you, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you for calling, hon. Thank you.
Get
thank
some
you.
Good rest.
Yeah, I would too. I would go and just
thank
lay
you.
Down.
All right. Thank you very much, Melissa. I got to update my list because it is exploding. It is look at that.
What is?
My list of calls
oh,
is going
geez.
Kaboom. Do our best. That's all we can do. The
I
best that we
that
can do.
I think 424 has missed out.
What's next on the
two.
List?
424 is right there.
I said it's next on the list.
Oh, well, there you
that's
go.
That's all. Hey, you know what, Deb? Here's
what?
The deal. There's no favoritism here. We take the I make a Microsoft Word file. And I type the numbers in the order they come in, just because you can't necessarily trust Blog Talk's little list. They juggle them around sometimes. I don't know what's going on there. So we're taking them in the order they come there, Miss Deborah. You're the reader.
And what? You're the.
I am the org. I am the keeper of the queue. I am the queue keeper, and
are
we have
the
a queue.
Master.
Well, the queue master, you could say. Except I'm not the queue master like pool type. All right, here we go. So let's move on then because the list is large. We're going to area code 424, which is out west, California, 424. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. Glad to have you with us. Who are we
hello.
Speaking to? Hi.
Hi, this is Richard, Richard Puller. And I had a couple of questions. I had a really, really strange dream the other night, and I was hoping you guys could maybe give me some insight on it.
Well, I'll do my best. Please explain it.
Yeah, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Sure. Yeah, here we go. So I call my significant other sometimes as a kind of cute term of endearment, my little squirrel.
Okay.
Because yep, she has these kind of like full cheeks, and I don't know. It's weird. I think it's cute.
I got
but,
you.
Either
no,
way,
I,
yeah.
Pet names are cool. Pet names are cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and the dream started off as, we're eating dinner at one of our favorite restaurants, Taco Tico's. And then all of a sudden I appeared in Central Park and I was fucking a squirrel.
You were what? Did he say
I was
that?
Fucking a squirrel.
Well, here
that's
we...
That's the best language you've got for us on the air.
Well, he pretty much... And it's funny, he didn't sound like he was 10.
No, he didn't.
But that was a 10-year-old delivery, dude. If that's the best delivery you got, you better stick to digging ditches there, dumbass.
Yeah,
that's
not,
all I got. All
yeah,
I can do.
If you're not trying to get into Hollywood, you might have
get
to
into
have
anything.
Some intelligence.
And you know what? I by the sound of your voice and your mannerism, you probably have the proper equipment to fit a female squirrel is what I'm guessing. That's what I'm guessing. So that'd be right your size is what I'm guessing there.
Did that go out over the air?
What, him?
What, yeah, did you all
oh, yeah, there's nothing I could do about that. There's no delay.
Oh, my God.
He's back on mute.
He worked hard on that little thing.
Yep. Oh, you'll be a good bear. Richard, yeah, you are a genius. Like Jethro graduated in sixth grade.
That's our stupidity call.
Right? I felt it. Did you see? I had my finger hovering over the mute button. I felt it coming, but then I let it go.
You thought it was coming?
Yeah, I did. I had a feeling. I heard the dream
squirrel.
Thing. Okay,
I
well.
Bet the squirrel wouldn't even want nothing to do with him.
Nope.
God.
And if that was a true dream, damn, you shouldn't be calling us. You should be going to a real professional counselor.
No kidding.
Because I've never in my entire life ever had a dream about having sex with a non-human or a non-female even.
Margaret, you're about to get launched right out of here.
Yeah, that will she will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, Rachel,
be.
You curse on them. No. What would you call it? Sexual assault of small animals. Yeah, leave them alone.
It reminds me of the old days when they'd call in because they were selling couches. They thought that was the funniest thing ever.
And
they
was a trend.
Well, of course, you know it was a trend. That's why they were doing it.
They call up and say, "So tell me about the couch you're selling."
Yeah. There was a trend, as I finish off this piece of crap.
Yeah, she's still here.
What? I blocked. Oh, didn't I?
You did, but she persisted or something.
No, she's gone. I blocked her. She is no more.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I did that, and then I'm going to report her for bullying and harassment.
All of those little twisted buddies.
There was a time that, you know that one channel, what is it, the QVD channel where they sell stuff?
Yes.
Ton of sound clips. They play them on the radio once in a while. They have to beep them out. You can probably find them on the internet where people call in and do stuff like that. They call, oh, I'm calling about that laptop. That, oh, did you really like that laptop you bought? Oh, yeah, I did. You know, I sat down with my jar of Vaseline and just go to town when I watch porn on it, and they have to cut them off. Stuff, oh, plenty of the QVC calls.
God.
Like, oh, there's a lot of them like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard them on the morning, you know, and I listen to a show, a local radio show that has a lot of comedy and plays a lot of funny clips and stuff. So, yep. All right.
What was that sound you made again?
How do you
do that?
Big country dumbass fuck sound. Yep. Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
I almost wish we'd have heard the rest of the story.
I don't really need to at that point, because now you're giving an audience to somebody that doesn't deserve an audience because their shoe size is bigger than their IQ.
You know, that's what you said to one guy who called up about the couch. We got them several shows.
Mm-hmm.
And you told him that you have shoes that are what? How did it go?
Who knows? Yeah. I don't write shit down. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. Thank you. $6.99.
All right, we got a list. We should attack it and attack it good and hard. All right, let's move on. We know this person, so it'll be not like that. 520. Oh, Lisa.
Hello.
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 Did you hear the caller before?
Yeah, did you hear our scammer caller?
You know, I heard, you know, I didn't, until you were all talking about it afterwards, I wasn't sure what he said. I know he said squirrel.
Yeah. He had he started out
with his ex.
A real nice, normal call, and then he went, I had a dream where I got transformed in, yeah, he was like, okay, buddy,
oh
there you go.
God.
He sounded like an old dude, too.
His physical age is probably much greater than his mental age.
Yeah.
Because that was like the work of a 10-year-old coming up with that story. Really, it was. But, you know, I guess you got to grow up now. You got to keep on writing them great jokes there, buddy. Maybe you could tell your little nephews, well, you probably, I don't know, nieces and nephews that are 10 and 12, and they'll be on the same level of your intelligence and humor. All right, let's get to Lisa. Let's not waste any more time with Knobface that was here before. Let's do this.
All right, Lisa,
well,
tell us.
This is what we've been doing. We go every day, and we walk, and he said, and I didn't want to, but now I'm glad we're doing it. I like this back neighborhood where we go walking because they're huge hills, but we used to go at night, and all these huge dogs would come out and scare the bejesus out of me, and I thought, whoa. And then he said, can't we go somewhere where it's pretty? So then we've been going out and doing nature walks, and they've been so wonderful, and we talk a lot. And then we finished up there after being out there for a couple hours, and we plan on doing it every day. And then we go into town and do some errands, and then we come back, and I'm going to make dinner. We did this yesterday, and I made dinner, and then we watched a movie. And tonight we're going to watch another movie, and I'm making dinner, and he's making part of the dinner. And it just feels so nice. You know, it just – and then earlier today I was talking to him before we got started on the walk, and I was just running some things by him, and then he told me, he said, as a matter of organic conversation, he said, you have to accept everything about me. And I said, well, I do. I find it so delicious, everything about me. and then when we're driving along, he'll say, I say, oh, I need to talk to law enforcement because I need to ask him some legal question about such and such. And I'll say, oh, no, you're just trying to check them out. No, I'm not. I'm happy with what I have. And, you know, we've got these little inside jokes and stuff.
So, he wants you to accept about him everything.
Yeah.
That's right. If I got a taste for some Vienna sausage, God damn it, you better accept it.
No, I think what he meant was is that I have, let's see, I'm perfect. So there's nothing hard to accept about me. But going back to him, I'm joking.
We knew that was a joke. We knew.
But, you know, as far as I think what he was referring to was just, and I do, I've always accepted him pretty much, you know, unless it's, you know, something happens between us. But I don't pick apart his character unless it's, you know, I think that's what he meant, though.
Well, what about you? Doesn't he have to accept that you like a little?
Oh hell yeah! Oh yeah! You should hear our fights. They're not real fights. They're friendly. We laugh and we joke. And I tell him, you know, hey, come on now, back off. You know, this is me. I'm perfect. You know, and he'll come back and he'll say, oh well, you know, it's basically I'm having trouble with my knee right now a lot. And I'm going back to the orthopedic surgeon, and I'm going back to start my physical therapy next week. And so he's just on me about the shoes that I wear and, you know, that I should wear these tennis shoes, and I don't like my tennis shoes. And so we go back and forth on stuff like that. And he really lectures me about stuff like that, you know, if I'm not doing things like that. Because he has, you know, he's been taking care of himself in that regard for most of his lifetime. And so he knows shoes, he knows, you know, and he, you know, so we go back and forth on stuff like that. I have my favorite shoes. And
so Lisa, you know, is he going to come across with the goods and give you some sex?
Well, that got us there, didn't it?
Yeah, didn't it? I mean, there's going to be a give and take here, right?
I feel yes. I mean, what did the card say, Deb?
Well, do you think?
Oh, come on.
About the sex, I can do that.
Yeah, or it's okay. Going between us. Because we make plans. We're making plans about this and that and that and this.
All right, I'll just check that out for you right now. Yeah. All right, is that your question, or do you have something more to add to it? Because I can look at two things.
You know, it's basically our future together, you know, the immediate, we're doing.
She wants another look, you know, check up on the state of the union, basically, the state of the union.
Yeah, the state of the union. And,
state of the union,
you know,
reading, where are we and what direction are we going to, and let her know of anything that she should be concerned about.
Sounds very good to me.
Which is a good, and that's one thing for anybody out there that's got readings before or not. She, Deb, sees something in that reading that has nothing to do with your question, but you need to know, she go on and tell you.
I'll tell you because
you need to know.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah. You might ask about your job, and she might see something totally about somebody getting sick in your family or something, and she will let you know. So do not worry about that, everybody.
You know, it might not hurt for him to have it, unless they already did with the accident. Might not hurt for him to have a you know, sexually transmitted disease test.
How do you know he hasn't?
I don't know. I'm just saying it would be smart.
But he might do all
no,
that stuff and not tell anybody.
No.
You know?
No, that's my policy. Before we do anything, and I've said that. You know, before
well,
we
he
do
got
anything.
He's got to break out paperwork that are like got.
Yes.
For the notaries, notaries signed it and everything to make sure it's not forged.
Oh, yeah. There's a place here in the area that will test you quite thoroughly, and that is my plan, that we exchange the results of our test. You know, I would do it respectfully. I know I'm clean as a whistle, but I would, you know, just go ahead
whistle.
And say, well, here's, yeah, not a meat whistle. Here's the results of my test.
He's very interested in nailing you. He really is.
Yeah, can't you tell?
No, it's here now. It has, he's been very hesitant until now, but he's feeling very secure with this relationship. where they're going now.
So. I would send his blood off to get analyzed because I don't believe he's from this planet.
Oh, geez, really?
Right.
Well, I do.
No.
I feel a lot of, like, empathy for him.
We're on, like, 15 months of them being neighbors, right?
Well,
yeah.
You know, I think
you're
going to
get in the sack a lot sooner than that unless you're from Mars or maybe Jupiter or something. That's all I'm saying.
Well, watch the series Californication. You need to
a series. Gee, what's that series? Is it fiction or fact?
No, there's...
I answered that, didn't I?
Didn't you know that art imitates life?
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, it does. Don't you argue with me.
You call that crap art?
Art.
Californication is art, folks,
well,
in case you didn't know. Oh, well, I don't need to see anybody.
I'm getting oral sex from a nun at the start of that
film. Ah, well, there you go. That justifies watching it right there. That means it's worth its weight in gold, folks.
All right, Lisa.
Go back to Lisa. It's her reading.
Back to you and me, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, you and me. Yeah, get rid of me.
I think that was you. Hello? You okay?
Yo.
I don't know. That sounded like you stepped on a frog or something.
No.
She might have did a woman fart.
Oh, no. I'm here. I'm all ears.
All right. She's all ears.
Once the two of you consummate this relationship, you know, in the physical sense, there is going to be such a bond between you. Remember, this guy was hetero, traveled down that homoistic lane.
Well, whatever. That's...
But just because he played around sexually with men, I personally believe that is not being homosexual, that not being gay. If you did some gay things, and we women do it, come on. But we still go back to our man.
I may have murdered a person or two, but I'm not a murderer.
You might have.
Just because I murdered somebody here and there doesn't mean I'm really a murderer.
Not. We are talking apples and oranges.
Ah,
here.
But they're both fruit.
Oh.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, they're having, yeah. You, Joe, you think of confused.com? Is that a real place?
It might. Don't click it. Don't
no,
click it. Don't
put it up.
But if you type it, it'll do something. If I type like my butthole.com, it's going to try to make a little link thing. And if it's out there, it'll find it. Is all I'm telling you. So go ahead.
I think the man deserves a chance to. You know, people are switching their orientation all the time. I told you about the actors last time that have gone. Gay. And I don't see gayness in these cards.
There's nothing wrong with that, but he just, you know, it's not going to work if he's with a girl. That's all I'm saying. He can
be
gay. He can
be
sexual. You can be both. Well, you said he was heterosexual originally, so he's already had sex with women before, so don't act like he's never has.
That one was a biatch, though.
Oh, just one in his entire life. He's only one.
It's like he went with one for quite some time.
But so he's only had sex with one woman his entire natural human life.
Well, as a growing up kid, he might have had more.
I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, we'll get back to the reading. We're jumping into stuff we don't need to. What do you got in the cards, Deb? She wanted a State of the Union. What's it looking like? Where are we going? What does she see in her near future? Good, bad, good happiness on the road, no speed bumps?
It looks very good to
good.
Me.
Well, that's you don't want
but,
speed bumps.
Be very careful in your real estate dealings. I see a man really try to scam you.
Oh, I bet that's quite common in that business.
Yeah.
I bet it
oh,
is.
Yeah.
Very careful.
I bet that's
okay.
Very rough in that business of real estate. There's probably a lot of
yeah,
bad
you're right.
And you know,
yeah, you're right.
Usually big bucks too.
He could come and pay you in cash, like with a check. This is one of the scams they do. You get a check, you take it to your bank. Turns out it's fraudulent, so you don't even want to touch that money until it clears and it's all clear. But that would be something they would do, or their check to you would be for a down payment. Would be fraudulent. So, because I see something here. It's a man, and it's not the neighbor. It's not any of the others, but this is a man here that is very skilled at getting people to get into a financial transaction, and on his end, it's all a lie. So be careful. Very careful.
Yeah, if she's been, and if you guys have been in the business for a while, hopefully you already know to be cautious, but it never hurts to get reminded.
You know, it's
coming along.
You know, it's like where I work, that we got all those mandatory trainings on stuff that we've had a million times, but it's like, you know what, doesn't hurt to get reminded about things sometimes.
No,
you know?
It's good to be reminded. And, you know, I have a business partner that I work with, and everything goes through him. He's the top dog in our partnership, and I respect him immensely. And so he would have the nose for that. But thank you again for
that's
the reminder
good.
Because –
Well, that's good. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, our industry and our bosses are constantly reminding us of that, too.
You know, one thing I was just now going to tell you, I hate when it comes and then it runs away, about your business, about it'll come back. Boomerangs do that.
They do. It might be 15 years from now, but okay,
guys,
here we go. Oh, it came back quick.
As you and the neighbor come more together, get more together.
Come together.
You're going to be saying goodbye to some people
right
in your life.
Now.
You see them all.
Over me.
And it's under sure to come true. Anybody
you mean,
that isn't going go ahead.
Deb, you see him saying goodbye to people?
No, you. Your friends, maybe family members. What?
You know what? This is already happening with one girlfriend. I put things on pause with her because I was discussing something with him. I was running it through by him because it was really upsetting me. And, you know, she's been calling me, but she did some stuff that I was really disappointed in her. And so I'm just being thoughtful. She and I have talked, you know, but I'm still being really surprised and thoughtful about what she did. I didn't expect it from her. And it wasn't vengeful on her part. It wasn't one of those women that you saw in the cards. It wasn't one of those.
Okay.
It was, yeah. No, she's just being a little, I don't know, I'm just seeing a side to her that I did talk to her about it. I pointed out stuff. And then I've just kind of put it on pause, and I don't mean to cut her off completely, but I just want to be thoughtful about what's going on in this situation. That other one that is the troll under the bridge that brought him food that she cooked and she's married. I went into a great detail with him. I said, and how would you like if I had a married man bringing me food to my kitchen for me to eat? And he said, are you jealous? And I said, you need to think about this. You need to think about this because that woman is not innocent, and she's going to be putting a pass on you, making a pass, actually.
Definitely.
Well, you know what? He should say, you know what? I'm going to call your husband and also thank him for the food and see how she reacts when she does bring him food.
Really?
Exactly.
I would say that. And then if she says go ahead, then it is innocent. But, you know.
She thinks the way to his stomach.
Or just whatever. They always say it, getting the foot in the door. Just get the foot in the door, and then you can start opening the door.
Well, look what happens
when
some guy's wife dies, all these women line up with casseroles.
Well, I got it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if he really wanted to find out her true intentions, and I would probably stop. So, you know what? That's awesome. I'm gonna call whatever her husband's name is, put him on speakerphone, and I'll thank him. I'll thank him too because you guys are married, so the food's from you both. If you just freak.
We make comments to like we're coming home last night and we're in the car and he said something about you know that woman. He said her name. He says that woman, and then he starts talking about what, and I said whatever. You know, I just don't want to hear her name. And I even told him that. I put my hands up to me. I said, I don't like her. She's a troll under the bridge. I don't want to hear her name. You keep it to yourself. You know how I feel. I don't want to hear it. And then today we were talking about how he said he had a couple of people, different people in his past that had gotten away from him, and he was sorry. And I said, I have no regrets. I said, anyone in my past is my past, and I do not linger back there.
there's a reason they're in the past, the past. You always have to remember that. They're in the past. It doesn't mean you have to bring them back to the present.
If they don't support you, they really don't belong in
your life. They're not friends.
Huh?
They're not. If that
friends, family, if somebody says you are out of your mind.
Or if that chick, that you're the one you mentioned, she gets huffy because you're not giving her as much attention. Well, that's not a friend. She was just a party friend, a social friend, a real friend. You know, we've all stayed friends with each other at work when some guys get married and you hardly go out anymore, see them anymore, do things anymore. It doesn't matter. Still friends. They entered a different chapter of their life. You don't hate them for it.
Right.
That's right. That's all. Well, it's just part of life, man. Life is about manifesting and change and all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. We have to be who we are. We can't masquerade behind a false mask to please others, you know. And if I have, I mean, I'll do it with how I feel like in the moment, you know. If I feel like, okay, well, you know, that's the way it is, you know, sayonara, so be it, you know, so be it. There are always new friends around the corner.
The two of you should make your own friends together, you know. A lot of times you can't bring people from your single world into your married world. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So give her a, do you have a summary for her? Everything.
Say watch out and you're free.
The real estate thing,
your
right?
Your partner will definitely pick up on it. That's my feeling.
So the big cautionary thing is not about the relationship. It's about real estate dealings or whatever other business things they have going on.
Somebody's
maybe it's her assassination business. I don't know. But some kind of business thing. We don't know.
Watch the word.
You're funny.
These are keywords, and they pick up on this.
Pick up on it and come talk to me. I got nothing, you know.
And they could ban us for discussing things like bumping people off.
All right. Well, then, so be it then. Freedom of speech.
Also, people are not going to jive out with your choice. And that's their choice, but they don't get to come and eat your wedding cake or anything like that.
No,
they
won't
get any
wedding cake. And you know what? And that's okay. I know my family of origin are not going to like, but too bad, toodaloo, you know, hey, sayonara.
They'll have to get used to it.
Sometimes they actually have legitimate concerns.
They do. But
sometimes they do.
And they better have some damn proof is what I think.
There's no proof of anything.
Proof
they're just going by their gut instincts, and sometimes they think, this ain't gonna work out. But you know what?
You know what? Gut instincts are full of prejudice. You know, how about if somebody tells you about, hey, you gotta see this new show that's on TV? Right away, you might be thinking, I don't want to watch that crap. That seems very, what is that? The prejudicial about a program you haven't even seen.
I say that all the time because there's just too many good ones out there. I don't want to add another on the list, but that's different. That has nothing to do with this, but All right.
So anyway, let's wrap
to summarize.
That little grandson of yours is going to be entering a very precarious time in his life. That boy, I'll tell you now, down the road, is going to develop a drug problem. You're going to be heartbroken. But by knowing this in advance, there are things you can do to help to deter. Yeah, take a detour.
You could deter by deterring, or, you know, how you want to look at that. But let's not get semantical.
You know, when I was his age, I got told, you know what, if people try drugs, they have to break into stores and steal money. And it was that reefer madness period of time when they talked about you're going to be like a zombie. And you're just going to go, I need drugs. I want drugs.
What's funny is those shows never actually worked.
Well, they did for me.
When you were seven, maybe. But when you got in high school, you did it. Wasn't going to stop a high school person.
It's not. But I didn't want to do it after I watched my, you know, high school friends at parties.
All you got to do is just watch.
But he's here.
Dr. Phil, and you don't want to do it.
What the
Those people are whack
is,
jobs.
Is he goes from your beautiful life back to,
What'd you drop? Well, it was already on the table, so that doesn't count.
I'll tell you about it in a minute.
But wait, does that really count when it was already laid down sitting here? It didn't fall out of the deck.
Did anything? anything can jump off the deck. I mean, off the carpet.
Okay, I didn't know. See, I've learned something today.
Well, it was headed toward the pool.
I thought it was only when she was, like, laying about.
No,
whatever. Ah, well, anything. Look at that. I gained knowledge. Anyway, back to Lisa
didn't
real quick.
Even touch it.
You did now.
But you can help him with a very smooth transition because he wants to live with you, Lisa. He doesn't want to be with his mother.
He's welcome to live here. You know, I don't know if I told you, one morning when I had to take him back and the night before, and he's always been really good about arranging his clothes the night before, the next morning, and he knew we were going, and I said, come on, it's time to get up. We have to go. And he said, I can't move my legs. And then he wanted me to feed him food in the bed, and I said, I have to call your mother. I didn't know if he was really sick. And he didn't want to leave. He didn't want to go. He could move his legs, but he was saying he couldn't move his legs. And he said, you have to feed me the banana in my bed. And I brought a tray in and I ate the banana. It was horrible. It broke my heart.
Well, you know, it's gonna get to a point where, yeah, he'll probably find some kind of escape release with friends. You know, a lot of peer pressure. But if he can listen to his grandmother, I think that will have a lot. And who knows what his mother does.
How old is he?
What is he now, 8, 9?
He's only 8.
He's got a long time before that kind of weird stuff happens.
Well.
Peer pressure to do drugs, that's not at 8.
No,
but and I did ask his mother recently.
What?
I sent her a text yesterday. I said, when can I? She tells me I can see him every weekend. The drive is, you know, like 6 hours.
Yeah.
But I need to line it up, and then this knee problem I have, I have to take care of that. But, yeah,
well,
I mean, if he needs me, I'd...
Sure, and, you know, once he's a little older, he could ride the bus, you know, alone, sit by the driver, that kind of thing.
A lot older.
Yeah, I rode the bus when I was, like, 10, the Greyhound.
What year was that?
Well, I was 10, so...
Not what year was that, though?
It was 1995.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that now.
I wouldn't do it. I don't trust.
Usually, well, I guess whatever is your preference.
I mean, the bus ride itself is fine.
My kids,
you got to go to the bus stations.
When I was raising my kids, I left the corporate world because bad things were happening at daycare, and I just left the corporate world. I couldn't deal with what was going on with them, and I didn't have buku amounts of money to hire the best as far as nannies go. I was hiring college students to help me, and I just didn't have any other help. And so I quit the job, and then I got us into the university, you know, to become a student at work and live there with my kids. And believe you me, for a period of time, you know, gave the company car back, and so life was in contrast, and that's okay. But I remember catching the bus with my kids and being in downtown with my kids, and we were standing there waiting for the bus to take us. It was a connecting point. And my son went into the restroom, and I was standing there, you know, a few feet away, and a man, and it was just a private one urinal thing, you know, public, went to put his hand on the door. He saw my son going in. And I screamed like a gorilla. I said, what are you doing? And, you know, I even called him motherfucker. I said, get away from him. So, no, I wouldn't put – no kid of mine would ride the bus anywhere. Uh-uh, not by themselves. I'm sorry. I just don't believe in – I don't trust.
No, you can't, especially now.
I mean, we're talking way down. If he was 10 years from now, he could ride the bus. That's a different ballgame.
Well, that's what
when he's 18. I'd be guarding him there as an 18.
I mean, even like once they get like 16, 17, 18, they can take care of themselves enough. They can kick somebody in the nuts and run, you know.
All right, Jim. What's
and a lot of boys at 16, you might not want to fuck some of those people. You know, you notice each generation of kids overall on the average are getting bigger and bigger.
They are.
They're getting bigger and bigger. All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Lisa's. And I don't know, Lisa's rebel card says, put the fucking phone down.
Yeah.
Too much screen time is making you awkward and sad. Go talk to a live person.
Yeah. I love being out at nature. We talk.
Yeah, well, maybe
to
it's
our,
confirming
each other.
That you're doing the right thing. Maybe that's
that way. If you said, do you want to, you know, go like hiking in the mountains, or do you want to go to New York City and go shopping? I'd be like, oh, I'm going shopping. You know. Or,
I know. I was so emotionally pumped up this morning when we were there. I couldn't believe how high, emotionally high I felt. Oh, I just couldn't believe it. It was so beautiful. But I get you. I get you. Some of us, it's shopping. I love shopping, too.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
All right,
Miss Lisa. We could talk to you tomorrow.
We shall talk to you again, my dear. We're moving on.
Oh, thank you so much from my heart.
Yeah, good-looking cards. That's always a good thing. The cards were good-looking. Just watch out for business crap.
That's right. Watch out.
And that's probably something, like I said, it's probably a continuing thing she knows she has to watch out for. We get all these security trainings and stuff at work, and it's like, we know, but they make us do it every year, every 6 months, whatever the thing is, because they don't want you to forget that one time. That's all. All right. You ready?
Ready.
646, that area code, Google says, is in New York. 646, welcome to the show.
Hello. Glad to have you with us.
Hello? Oh, my gosh, that's me. Is that me?
That's you.
Hi, it's Jen here.
Oh, that's right, her phone number.
Her phone number is wherever it will be. I saw her in the Facebook chatting around, yeah.
Jen, you have the most beautiful
Are you still in the United States of America?
I am. I'm trapped in the Midwest and really, really keen to get someplace warm, but it's okay.
Yep.
It's all good.
It is what it is. Yep. All right. Well,
when are you going back to the Big D?
Oh, my goodness, the Big D.
Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa, there. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Dubai.
The Lord, geez, that's a personal question there. A little too personal.
The one and only. At some point, yes, I will go back. I'm planning another small trip before that, and then I will go back.
Okay. Well, what would you like me to look at for you?
Indeed.
Your card.
Well, thank you. I have a question on, I guess we shall say, the integrity and the honesty of a man. And his name is Alexander. And I just wanted to see if this will be a beneficial relationship in the investment sector.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to try that again? I guess you have to.
Well, it's different. It's not crypto. It's a different field, but it's something.
All right, turn it up so they can.
It is loud.
So I want to make sure that is all. I just want to make sure the volume was maximized. Okay, it is what I should check on my end to see if my volume is maximized.
That's a really, really
good indeed.
Question.
Those are good questions to check on stuff like that, even if it. She wants to check on the business relationship and venture, even if it's a private, personal, all those things are good. That's the name of the game on these cards sometimes.
Well, and that's why the professional people will come to me when they first meet somebody about going out, even if it's just for a cup of coffee or a drink, they want to know, is this somebody I can trust, somebody I'm worth wasting my time on, and will something develop here? And I don't just pump sunshine up their skirts, because then that makes me very, what would that be, disreputable? So I'd rather tell them, no, this one's a loser. Don't go out with them or her.
I wish I would have met you before my ex-boyfriend. That would have been great. I mean, I wish I would have.
Oh,
I think we have.
It's spilled milk. It's in the past. It is what it is. Yep, yes, indeed. We all wish we could go back and do some different things, but maybe that was meant to be to make us who we are today. All right, what do you got, Deb?
You want some good news? I got good news for you.
Of course. No, she wants horrible news, Deb. Of course she wants good news.
He has a lot of integrity. He is excellent at taking money and making it grow. Okay?
That's what I felt. I actually felt
okay.
that. Yeah.
You are here. You know, before, you've always had a duality. You were a queen of diamonds.
Killer queen?
Huh?
Is she a killer queen?
Killer queen, yeah.
Dynamite with a laser beam. All right, go ahead.
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, don't change that guy's name. He'll come out of his grave and beat your ass.
And there was a part of you that was very queen of hearts, which is very loving and sensitive and full of empathy. And now I know that you truly are the queen of hearts. So I think that says wonderful things about you, Jen. And you are going to have a terrific financial relationship with this man.
Good. We all want all of our relationships to be terrific, financial or whatever. So that's a good thing. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's what I got for it. All good.
But Jen was speaking. I interrupted. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, no, that's fine. Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for the compliment, by the way. That's really kind of you. And, yeah, I do tend to meet people from my heart, you know. I always want to see the best in them, but sometimes I've been fooled. So, everything seems really
terrible.
Really honest guy.
Mm-hmm. I feel terrible with how you got stung over that crypto thing. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's too bad there's shitheads
out
there.
Too many shysters in the world.
Yep, there is. They all should be gathered up and murdered.
Well,
your mother,
thank you. Yeah.
Your mother is in your cards.
Oh,
you know, Jen,
hang on.
You're never going to be able to make her really happy. You march to a different drummer. You are who you are.
She marched to a different beat of the drum,
your
right?
mother is here, and I see you when you leave. You're going to have a heavy heart because as much as she tries, she's a mother and doesn't really support you globetrotting, okay? She's really wanting you. You know what she wants? She wants you to settle down, maybe have a pack of kids and be happy just with that. Maybe have a little job. But your mom, the things you do scare her, you know, so just try and remember that. Show her a little compassion because it's hard for her to see you go, you know, back to the Middle East.
Yeah, Lynn, thanks for that. Yeah, because I can feel the energy already with it. I can feel things, you know, and sometimes I don't know what it is, but something's there, yeah.
You are also going to buy some property coming up. I'm seeing a dwelling here. It makes me feel that it might be a place for predominantly like single women. Okay, you may not be thinking of that yet, but it's here and there's another woman that would partner with you. She is seen as being like, say, a native from there. A woman with a lot of, she's got a lot of professional acumen. She's very smart, level-headed. And she could bankroll it. So this is somebody coming into your life that you're gonna do something tangible. Because I know how you want to bring change to women's lives over there. And the only reason that I see that is that it's such a struggle is because there's such a financial abundance and happiness and joy coming that it's like the higher power is testing you. How bad do you want this, Jen, is what the power is saying. Well, then show me. Show me how much you want this. And this woman is going to be very instrumental in your future. Queen of Spades, that's somebody who could be an attorney. She could be a doctor. She could be, just think of careers where they have to be very analytical and they have to make decisions. And they work well, I guess, maybe like from a government level, all right? So you got good cards there, lady.
Oh, very thank good. You. Well, that's exciting. Yes.
Oh, I think
I'm doing
so.
My best.
Just...
To...
Yeah.
I do have your Rebel card reading. Subject says you are talented and fucking amazing.
Whoa.
The world needs your power. Use your voice. Just
yes.
don't use it for dumb shit.
No, I really see a very public and very fame-filled future for you. You're young. You've got so many years ahead of you. So you watch and see. And like I always say to somebody that's going to, you know, be a star of some sort, I say, don't forget us, all of us little people who were here when you were, you know, working your way up the ladder.
Working my way you know. Back to you, baby.
Yeah, and I see that for you. So I really love talking to you, and I'm glad that you were able to get through tonight.
Yes, indeed. Your patience prevailed.
Well, thank you very much. I love both you guys, too, and thanks for all of the encouragement and clarity. It means a lot.
Yeah, well, good luck to you, and you know where to find us.
Hugs and love, hon.
Thank you. Okay. Maybe we can...
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I forgot what you... I don't know what she was going to say. Jen?
Hang on. We're bringing you back, Jen. I cut you off.
Yes,
right. Finish your sentence, my dear.
What were you saying?
I was just going to say maybe we'll connect in privately. We'll see here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can, hon. All right?
All right. Thank you very much. We got to go.
Take care. Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
She has such a beautiful voice. She really does. So, no, we're going to talk later about an opportunity.
What do you think? Do you want to try to pull one in, or do you think we got time? Can you pull it off in a few minutes? It's your
call.
You're the reader. If you're the reader, yes.
I think we should call it only because I'm actually fatigued tonight. And
yeah, and well, I just didn't know if you wanted to try to knock one out in 8 minutes. Well, actually, it's less than 8 minutes. So, all right, folks, we have to put a wrap on the Friday show. All good things must come to an end.
Get in the list early.
Get in the list early. Facebookers, if it's not a Wednesday, we just can't make promises. The Monday show, sometimes it's 50-50 shot. Sometimes you can get in on Monday shows on News for the Soul. Sometimes they have technical issues or their call list is down. And then Wednesdays are alternate Wednesday. Then we automatically go to Facebook.
No, tomorrow everybody could be out partying.
You don't know from night to night. That's all we can do.
We'll concentrate on Facebook.
No, and like I say, if you feel that you really need to arrange, need a reading, secondlovedoctor.com. Remember, we do these shows for free readings.
We do.
We don't make a dime. Actually, we pay for airtime.
We do. And the thing is...
Yeah, we can't just, like, end the show and then just free readings all night long for everybody else.
Unfortunately, we have overhead in terms of, you know, financial stuff. So, got to keep the electricity on. You know what I mean?
You got a business. You can't just... I mean, when you want to go to Burger King, if you're in this country and say, I'd like a free Whopper, just keep giving me free Whoppers. Well, guess what? You're never going to buy a Whopper. They would not be in business very long.
Yes, we'll be here tomorrow night, Suzanne. Absolute the Monday.
We indeed shall. So let's start off saying goodbye to our blog talkers first.
What do you got?
Do you have any special requests?
No.
Friday, let's go with a little levity.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.